You are listening to Robert and Rachel Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaches. The following is the audio from a recent YouTube video. Check out Law of Attraction Solutions on YouTube for the visual content to this audio. Keep soaring high.
Here is a secret they really don't want you to know about. Extreme manifesting. I mean extreme manifesting through the power of orgasm. Hi, everyone. Robert Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And that's what this channel is all about. It's about your dreams and your goals manifesting. I don't care what you desire. The law of attraction has the power to bring it into your life. You deserve the money you desire, the love that you crave, and the health that you depend upon. And that's what we do every single day. We help you soar above the obstacles with the law of attraction. And today we're talking about, well, it's a subject that most people simply do not want to talk about, and it's one of the best kept secrets in the manifesting world. The ancient Egyptians used sexual transmutation, as well as the Babylonians and other mystery traditions. And of course, as recently as Napoleon Hill, in his famous book, Think and Grow Rich, talks about sexual transmutation, the power of sexual energy, how many wealthy people understand that sexual energy, when it's transmuted, can be an incredible energy for manifesting and attracting anything you desire. Do not underestimate the power of sexual energy when it comes to the law of attraction. Now, what I'm going to share with you is a simple technique that you can begin using right away to literally manifest the kind of money you desire, the love you crave, and the health that you depend upon. First, let's understand the four stages of sexual energy as they pertain to the four elements of nature. So the first stage is excitement, and that's taking place in the mind. You know, the brain is the largest of all the sex organs. The brain, when it thinks and what it thinks about, can arouse a person very, very quickly. So we call it excitement. It relates to the element of air. The next stage is plateau. Plateau is we are beyond the excitement stage. We are now plateauing to a certain stage of incredible pleasure and oftentimes deep emotional connection. And we call that the element of water. The next stage, and this is what we're talking about mostly today, is orgasm. And that's that eruptive stage that either erupts outward or inward, depending on the type of orgasm, and that relates to the element of fire. And finally, we have this beautiful resolution stage, which represents the element of earth. Deep imprinting and manifesting work can be done at every stage, but I'm going to focus mostly on orgasm in this video. High flyers, something absolutely amazing happens during orgasm. All the channels, all the meridians in the body and the chakras are cleared and open during a powerful orgasm. And so for this reason, orgasm is an extremely healthy thing, and it's something that should be utilized as a way of bringing about inner health, inner vitality, and inner energy. But in addition, when your energy field is clear and clean, you're ready to manifest anything you desire. You see, you're blending both the physical world and the spiritual world. The part of you that you can see, touch, and feel is being blended with you, the part of you that is invisible. And it's coming together in perfect harmony during the process of orgasm. Now listen very close. This is critical. There is not a more perfect time to set an intention than during an orgasm. There is not a more powerful time to create the dynamism that you need to manifest what you desire than during orgasm. Orgasm provides an incredible eruption of energy that normally just explodes and returns to the biosphere. However, think about this for a moment. If you have a pitcher of water, clear water, and you take and you pour a little bit of food coloring in it, and you stir it up, it changes colors. If you put a tea bag in it and let it set for a while, it will change the vibration of the water, okay? Because depending on what kind of herb you are using, if you put coffee in there, it will change the vibration of the water. Everything changes. It's called a tincture in alchemy, is the word. And so it's an alchemical process of transforming a substance into something else. And that's what you're doing when you manifest. You're taking an idea, a belief, a desire, and you're transforming it into a reality, into something you can see, touch, and feel. But the problem for many people is doubt and fear and worry and counterintentions. And all of these intermingle to stop people from getting what they truly desire through the law of attraction. So positive thinking in and of itself is not enough. We need a way to punch through the wall and change our reality. And orgasm provides that energy. So as I was saying, High Flyers, a moment ago, when we raise orgasmic energy, it explodes outward or inward, but ultimately returns back to us or back to the biosphere. And that's what happens. And that's all that happens. But what if we used that energy as a way of tincturing, alchemically changing the reality we live in? What if we used it as a powerful force to literally knock over all of our counterintentions, our doubts, and our fears? What if we did that like a bowling ball knocking over bowling pins? It would be amazing. It would be incredible. And that's exactly what the ancients taught and what the ancients knew. And so through various rites and traditions, they used sexual energy either by suppressing it or using it in a powerful way to focus it on their deeper desires and deeper goals, be they spiritual or physical. So here's what you do. I'm going to suggest that you start out alone, though you can use a partner. But I will say this. I believe that if you are going to use a partner in the process of manifesting something using the power of orgasm, it's proper and it's right to share that experience with them. In other words, they need to know what you're doing. And I think that's only fair, okay, because that is important. So for that reason, if you don't have a partner that is willing to work with you, then you can work solo. And oftentimes, it's more effective when you work solo because you have more control. You are in control of how fast you increase the excitement, the plateau, and then eventually the orgasm. When you work with a partner, you don't always have that control. So sometimes you lose it. What we need is a way to tincture our reality using orgasm. And so we use either a word or a symbol or a picture. Now, you could, for example, put a picture of a new car, and you could have that new car, and you could be staring at that new car as you came to orgasm. And that orgasmic energy now is not simply returning to the biosphere. It's connecting with the infinite field of potential, and it's literally imprinting that new car into reality, into the universe. It's a stronger way. We know that the way we attract is through beliefs and thoughts and emotions and then feelings. And feelings are what connect to the infinite field of potential. When you orgasm and you're looking at that new car that you desire, your feelings are at an extreme in intensity. Your energy field is at an extreme. Your chakras are cleared. Your meridians are cleared. Everything is flowing in the direction of your dreams. Everything is flowing in the direction of your goals. Now, by the same token, you may want a new house. We'll use that as an example. But you don't know exactly what kind of house, and you don't want to use a picture of a house because a picture of a house would limit you to that specific house. So what you do is you create a symbol, thinking of a house, any symbol you want, but it has to mean new house. In your mind, to you, this symbol, whatever it is a symbol of a new house. And you look at that symbol. Now, I have known people who said, you know, well, I can't just focus in one direction because I'm moving all over the place. Oftentimes, they were working with a partner. And so what they did is they created the symbol and they literally taped it on the ceiling, on the walls, on the bedposts, in various directions. So matter which direction they were facing, during orgasm, they were looking at that picture, and again, boom, empowering that intention right into the infinite field of potential. I'm talking about power manifesting. This is a secret that we often share privately, but I'm coming out in the open, and I'm sharing it with you because I believe it's powerful, and it will change your life. Well, there's one other final way you can do this, and that is to create a word, to have a simple word. I like a 2 or 3 or 4-letter word, if possible, because you want a word that almost sounds like a sound, because usually when people are orgasming, they're making sounds. They're kind of like losing control. So having a simple sound or a simple word that when it is uttered during the process of orgasm, boom, creates that power blast into the infinite field of potential, the universe. And manifestation of what you desire is already begun. In addition to this, here's the benefit. Not only are you imprinting in the infinite field of potential, but you're imprinting into your subconscious mind at the same time. So what you are thinking about, what you are focusing on, what you are looking at. When you come to orgasm, you are imprinting in your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind will use that experience over and over and over and over again every time you look at the picture, every time you look at the symbol, every time you utter the word. I mean, you have no limits, high flyers. I really mean that. You have no limits. You have no boundaries. Consider that your orgasms are your greatest gift from nature. Use this gift to manifest abundance and prosperity and health and wealth and happiness. Have a great day or evening, because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.